I don't know why you think that you could hold me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of someone.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got a pre-intermediate lesson for you guys, and we're talking about Labor Day.
That's right, Labor Day, also known as May 1st, Labor Day.
So in today's lesson, we have two coworkers, and I'm pretty sure they live in China.
All right, yeah. We're not sure if they are Chinese, but yeah, they've definitely been here for a while.
Right.
Because they're talking about Labor Day in the past.
Ooh.
They used to get a week off.
That sounds pretty nice.
It does sound pretty nice. Unfortunately, that's not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just kind of a much smaller holiday.
All right, so let's go ahead and check out the dialogue and see what they decide to do for Labor Day.
All right.
Are you traveling anywhere for Labor Day, Sam?
Oh, don't get me started. There's not enough time to go anywhere.
Well, sure, we used to have more freedom to travel when the holiday was a week long, but there's still enough time to visit some nearby places.
I guess. So what are you planning to do?
We're going to rent a car and go on a day trip. Interested?
Thanks for the offer, but I think I'm just going to stay at home and chill. Maybe meet a few friends for dinner, do a bit of shopping, and catch up on some work.
Actually, I'd like to catch up on some work, too. But my husband won't let me. He says that I need a better work-life balance.
Oh, if we had a whole week like in the good old days, it might be easier to find that balance.
Can't argue with that.
All right, so first we have Rachel asking Sam if he has any travel plans.
That's right, but Sam doesn't seem so happy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got kind of a response here that just shows how unhappy he is with the situation.
And what does he say?
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
Right, so this always means, you know, I have some negative feelings about whatever we are talking about. And if you do get me started...
Oh, I have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
So to give everybody an example, what's something bad we can think of?
I would say lines, long lines.
Yeah, I don't like long lines, but what I really don't like is people who butt in line.
Oh.
Cut it. Don't get me started about those people.
Right. Now, this phrase we can also use if you want to say a lot of good things about something, too.
Okay.
So it's not just if you have a lot to complain about, but it could also be if you just cannot stop talking about how much you love something.
Okay, so probably you're going to want to listen to the tone of voice, right?
Yes.
Like if you have a new iPhone or something. Oh my God, don't get me started. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's like in our dialogue, it's really going to be more like, don't get me started.
Right, exactly. So Rachel does agree. Yeah, we used to have more freedom to travel when the holiday was a week long.
Okay, so one of the reasons freedom is included in the expansion words today is everybody knows what it means. But a lot of people kind of confuse the noun and the adjective.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to just spend just a really, really, really quick second here just trying to help you guys tell the difference.
All right, so what could you start off with?
Well, freedom is a noun.
Okay.
Right? You generally, you have freedom or you don't have freedom.
Okay. You could even say that certain people give you freedom or don't give you freedom.
That's right. Like maybe if you're a student, your parents don't give you any freedom.
Mm-hmm. However, speaking from personal experience, once I got to college, I had all the freedom in the world.
In the world, right. And there is such a thing as too much freedom, too. I think that is definitely possible.
Now, even though freedom we usually think of as like a right... a lot of times it could also be similar to the ability to do something.
Okay.
So, for example, if you don't have a lot of money right now, or if you're really, really busy, you might not have the freedom to travel.
Right. Okay, so that's freedom as a noun. Now, freedom as an adjective is basically just be free or not be free.
Right.
And of course, just like Diana says, this can be free like a bird is free to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it can also mean like available.
Okay, yeah.
Right, you know, are you free this weekend?
Right.
Ooh, you know, I've got a lot of open language comments to respond to.
Right, exactly. So Rachel says there's still enough time to visit some nearby places.
Okay, nearby basically just means close.
Mm-hmm. So Sam's curious what she plans on doing.
And it sounds like they're going to rent a car and go on a day trip.
Okay. So rent here means that they are going to borrow for a short period of time. Mm. But they have to pay for it.
You gotta pay. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So rent a car. I mean, there's lots of other things that we rent in our daily lives. I rent my apartment.
Right. And in college, we sometimes rented textbooks.
Really?
Yes. Did you never rent textbooks?
No, we couldn't. It was such a... they were so expensive. And yeah, we couldn't rent them.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Lucky, lucky. Something we did rent quite a bit in university, though, was a suit, right? Like a tuxedo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If there was a very fancy party, we would rent, you know, like a nice suit. Because we don't have any money. We can't buy a suit.
Right, right.
Just rent one.
Yeah, I guess for girls it's different. Usually we all have a nice dress or two laying around.
Right, exactly. And the guys just rent a black suit, which they really should just buy a black suit. But anyway, so there's so many things that you can rent as a verb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about rent as a noun?
So this is basically the fee that you'll pay to do something temporarily.
Right. So this is, for example, I have to pay rent.
Mm-hmm, right.
You could also say, you know, you could say, how much is your rent? Just as a little cultural point, though, if you have any foreign friends, I would suggest not asking them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, do you normally do that? Hey, Diana, how much is your rent?
Sometimes I do ask,
okay,
just to have like a comparison.
Okay. Right? Okay, so it's up to you guys then if you want, you know, how much is your rent? Or you could even say, how much do you pay a month? And while we're talking about nouns, there is one other rent form, which is rental.
Okay, you know, rental.
R-E-N-T-A-L.
So this is basically the thing that you are renting.
Right. And you'll see this on the sign, right? Car rental.
Yeah.
Tuxedo rental.
Mm-hmm.
Open language host rental. We're available.
All right. And so what is a day trip?
Well, a day trip is, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a trip that you can, you know, go on and then come back from in one day.
All right. So that means that you don't stay in a hotel or a friend's place.
Right. You just go and then come back on the same day.
All right. So Rachel has a great way of asking Sam if he would also like to join.
Yeah. Just interested.
Right.
So we're going to have dinner tonight. Interested?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just means, you know, do you want to come too?
Right. And Sam says, thanks for the offer, but I think I'm just going to stay at home.
Okay, so offer here, basically just, you know, thank you for the opportunity.
Right, or the invitation.
Or the invitation, exactly. And, you know, this word offer is just always used because we're always inviting.
Yes.
We're always, you know, giving opportunities to people.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if, for example, you're looking for a new job, you will be receiving multiple job offers.
I hope so. Right. Mm-hmm. I remember looking for jobs before and not not receiving any job offers.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, the most common one that, you know, normal people are going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of like how to use the word, you know, if they give you that job, then they're going to make you an offer.
Yes.
Or maybe you have to make an offer.
Mm-hmm. Or how about an offer you can't refuse?
I was thinking the same thing. That's from a very famous movie called The Godfather.
Mm.
Make you an offer you can't refuse.
Right.
Meaning it's so good that how could you say no?
Right. Now, in addition to the noun, it's also a verb.
Ah, yes.
So we could say that maybe a really cute cafe offers a wide selection of coffee and dessert.
Oh, okay. I was thinking not too long ago we did our tomb sweeping day lesson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people at that time will burn paper money, burn iPhones, burn paper Maseratis to offer sacrifice to their ancestors.
Exactly. So what does Sam plan on doing at home?
Okay, Sam is going to chill.
Chill.
Yeah.
I like this word.
Me too.
It means relax.
Just relax. And when he's done relaxing, when he's done chilling, he's going to meet a few friends for dinner, maybe do a bit of shopping, and
catch up on some work.
That's right. So catch up, usually when I think about catch up, I think about two people running.
Oh, okay.
Right? And maybe Diane and I were having a race, but she can run really, really fast. And I smoke a lot of cigarettes. So it's very difficult for me to catch up to her, meaning to run at the same speed she is running.
Right. Don't worry. After 10 meters, you will pass me.
Yeah, maybe. Now, forget about Diana for a second. Let's pretend that I am racing. I'm having a race with my work.
Oh,
and my
right.
work is running really, really fast. It's very difficult to finish all that work.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will use, you know, the weekend or holidays to catch up on some work.
Exactly. Probably because you're a little bit behind or everything is moving so quickly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're just super busy, maybe. Mm-hmm. So what else can you catch up on?
You could catch up on your friends' lives.
Okay, so like when you are chatting, right? Especially when you are leaving, you know, it was great catching up with you.
Yes.
Really common phrase there.
Yeah. And let's say that you are done catching up either with your friend or with work, and you can say, I'm all caught up.
Right, but for me, being caught up, that's a dream.
That's a dream.
That's a dream, yeah. I will always be catching up.
Now, it seems that Rachel also wants to do some of this catching up, but she says, my husband won't let me.
Wow. What a jerk. Actually, it does sound like he has a good reason, though, right?
Yeah. He says that I need a better work-life balance.
Okay. So this is something that we all need to balance your work and your life. So not too much work.
Yeah.
Not too little work.
Right, so having a good mix of work and play and family time.
Right, and sleep, too.
And
sleep is pretty important.
Of course.
Yeah, so I think actually Rachel's husband, you know, maybe he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's right. But of course, different people are going to have different work-life balances, right?
Of course. However, Sam is still pretty hung up about this whole week they had in the good old days.
Oh, the good old days. I love the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people always have this idea that things were better before.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to say when, just before.
Yeah. So good old days basically means before.
Yes.
But, you know, the reason why so many people really like the past, it might just be because they forgot how hard it was back then, too.
Yeah, we just want to maybe remember the good things. We don't remember the bad things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people talk about the good old days when friends could have dinner together and not play on their phones the whole time. But actually, you know, his phone is very useful.
It's very convenient.
And I don't want to remember a day before my phone, right?
Right.
In any case, it's just a fun little expression you can add in, you know. In the good old days, we used to do this.
Right. Now, Rachel then replies with this phrase, can't argue with that.
Okay, so you can just look at the words, and I think the meaning is pretty clear. Can't argue with that, meaning I agree.
Yes.
But it's a bit stronger than that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, right. So we actually have many ways to phrase this.
Mm.
For example, we could also say, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking one, you can say that again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So actually, we are going to put this in the grammar section, all the different ways you can agree with someone without ever saying the word agree.
Agree, right, exactly. Yeah, so we're going to put all of those phrases together in the grammar section. They certainly will help you sound, you know, much more natural. And really, you can't argue with that.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, guys, well, that's about it for Rachel and Sam and their Labor Day plans. So why don't we listen to the dialogue one more time, man?
Sounds good.
Are you traveling anywhere for Labor Day, Sam?
Oh, don't get me started. There's not enough time to go anywhere.
Well, sure, we used to have more freedom to travel when the holiday was a week long, but there's still enough time to visit some nearby places.
I guess. So what are you planning to do?
We're going to rent a car and go on a day trip. Interested?
Thanks for the offer, but I think I'm just going to stay at home and chill. Maybe meet a few friends for dinner, do a bit of shopping, and catch up on some work.
Actually, I'd like to catch up on some work, too. But my husband won't let me. He says that I need a better work-life balance.
Oh, if we had a whole week like in the good old days, it might be easier to find that balance.
Can't argue with that.
All right, Adam, so I think that's it for this lesson. But I kind of wanted to talk about Labor Day being in May in China.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is because this is like, you know, International Labor Day.
But, right.
Yeah, but we're kind of special in North America.
Yeah. So our Labor Day is actually sometime in September.
Right. First weekend?
Something like that. Yeah.
The point is, for us, Labor Day, it's the end of summer,
mm-hmm.
Which also means, you know, going back to school.
Yeah.
So, like, for students, Labor Day, I should say for students and probably teachers,
yeah.
Labor Day kind of sucks.
I'm sure all the parents love it, though.
Parents love Labor Day.
Yeah.
Because freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom comes back a little bit.
You can say that again. All right, so now we're curious how many days off your company is giving you for Labor Day.
And we're also curious, what about in the good old days?
Oh, yeah.
How many days did you get off in the good old days?
Right.
So, you know, tell us how your Labor Day plans have changed over the years.
Mm, right. And if you have anything fun planned, also let us know.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.